Hey everybody, Alex Newman here with The New American. We are at CPAC and we're with Judd Saul. He is the man behind Enemies Within the Church, a phenomenal documentary about the infiltration of the evangelical churches, seminaries, ministries, you name it. He's also the founder of Equipping the Persecuted, and he came back from Nigeria not too long ago. He's going back there again. Judd, what's happening in Nigeria? We really don't hear about this much in America.
What's happening in Nigeria, to put it bluntly and plainly, is that there is a systematic takeover of Nigeria from Muslims coming in from the north. They firmly believe that any territory is their territory, so they're systematically going village by village from the north, and they're killing Christians and removing them from the land that they've been on for thousands of years.
And why is nobody talking about this?
Well, if you bring up that Muslims are killing Christians, that goes against the politically correct narrative. It goes against the narrative that mainstream media doesn't want to talk about. So what happens is if news finally makes its way to the U.S. about persecutions in Nigeria, it's a tribal conflict. Oh, it's a spat between two different groups. But at the end of the day, what it is it's Muslims killing Christians, taking their houses, taking their land, murdering anybody that's in their way. And it's usually the children and the elderly that are the slowest. Those are the ones that die first.
And man, it's just so crazy. What's the solution to that? I know you're working on it, but I know there are some conservatives and Christians in America who have different ideas. What do you think is the answer to this? And what are some misguided people thinking?
Well, one of the main problems is Christians in Nigeria were taught a long time ago that they weren't supposed to be involved in politics. And we see a lot of that with Nigerian pastors and just Christians in general were all taught that politics was a sin.
Who taught them that?
Some pietist missionaries that came there back in the 1800s, and it kind of stuck with them. And so it's kind of the same Christian naivety we have in the United States, where Christians will say, oh, politics is dirty, we don't want to get involved. But at the same time, it's who are they ceding their power to? Look at what's happening around us. If Christians don't get involved in culture, what happens? Well, it's the same thing that applies in Nigeria. Christians do have the dominant culture in Nigeria for now. And if they all joined together and said enough is enough, you know, if Muslims want to live here, that's fine. Let's live in peace. But we're not going to be treated like this anymore. They're not going to be treated. They're not going to, you know, let me tell this story real quick. Last time I was in Nigeria, I said, is anyone really helping you guys? Like, are they teaching you any type of, security awareness? Have they taught you any of these things? Have they taught you to, stand up for yourselves? Okay. And this Nigerian man with tears in his eyes looked at me in my eyes and said, he goes, Judd, we have given the Muslims, when they first came here, we gave them our hands. Then we've given them our legs. Now we have nothing left but our heads. Because they were kind, they were compassionate, they were doing what they were taught was the most loving thing to do, but they have now given up their land and now they're giving up their lives under the guise of pietism and trying to be nice and loving. And they was always taught for a long time that it was a sin for them to stand up for themselves and to protect their families.
Is it a sin for them to stand up for themselves and protect their families?
No, it's not a sin for a Christian to defend his family. In fact, it's a sin if you don't protect your family and take care of what the good Lord has given you.
I remember something about being worse than an infidel if you don't take care of your family. Huh?
You're worse than an infidel if you don't take care of your family. But for some reason, they've gotten this bad teaching. So that it's just a small thing that we're trying to do is teach Nigerians, hey, it's okay to stand up for yourself. You guys got to get politically involved. And what I do teach is it's Muslims as a whole, as a dominant group and a political culture. But as an individual, as Christians, we are supposed to love on them, share the gospel with them, be kind to them like you would anybody else, as we're commanded to as Christians. But when we're separating the individual from the group and culture as a whole, that has to be put in check, because if you look at history, that's how Muslim has taken over territory after territory ever since its inception.
All of North Africa.
All of North Africa, and we're watching it in real time in Nigeria.
So that's kind of the front line right now with the Islamic expansion is Nigeria.
Yeah, so what you saw is after the Arab Spring that happened with Obama, what happened in Tunisia, all over the destabilization of the Middle East, what you saw happening is all of a sudden arms and money is starting to flow to very radical Muslim groups all over North Africa, all over Africa. And we saw attacks increase, and now they're starting to use ISIS tactics against Christians. They're starting to use the same tactics as ISIS. They're getting the same training, the weapons and the funding, all flowing in from the north coming into Nigeria. And the least we can do is say, hey, Christians, maybe you should stand up for yourselves and, you know, get involved politically, but actually address the situation. But as a mission, you know, we're very practical. After attacks happen, we respond within 48 hours. After an attack happens, we try to bring food, medical aid, whatever we can do to help these people survive and maybe have a chance to rebuild their lives.
So there are some voices in America that say the answer to this is just some interfaith dialogue. We just need to talk. Is talking going to solve this?
Talking is not going to solve it, because they don't care about talking. They don't care about rules. They don't care about laws. We're talking about people that have the temerity to hack children to death with machetes. Do you think they care about conversations and talking and having an interfaith dialogue, like some of our larger conservative Christian organizations claim that we should be doing? You know, we have a lot of organizations and conservative Christian organizations that like to talk about persecution. They like to talk about the problem. They raise millions of dollars talking about the problem. But I don't see them on the ground in Nigeria lifting one finger to actually help persecuted Christians. I don't see them in China on the ground helping persecuted Christians. They talk about the problem, raise millions of dollars for what? To then talk about it some more? I think it's time that Christians get together and say, okay, how can we practically help the situation and help our people on the ground that are suffering? And that's what Equipping the Persecuted does. We look at the situation, we try to help where we can, legally and practically, to help our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ.
And how can people find all that on the website? Do you have a website?
Yeah, we have a website. It's www.equippingthepersecuted.org. That's equippingthepersecuted.org. I know it's long, but you know, we're one of the missions that's boots on the ground. And I'd like to advise anybody, if you're supporting missions, actually find out what they're doing on the ground and how much of the resources that you're putting into that organization are actually helping the people that need to be helped.
Wonderful. And Judd, before we let you go, you know, you're serving the persecuted church in Nigeria. You're also doing some very important work here in America to expose the infiltration of the church here. I know your documentary has caused shockwaves in the evangelical community. What's going on? What's the response? Are any seminaries taking action? I mean, I know a lot of pastors are talking about this now, but where do we need to go from here and what's happening?
Well, right now what we're seeing is a big grassroots movement that is happening because of the film. We're getting letters and emails from churches all over America that are showing it in their churches. People are having Bible studies with the film. The right people are seeing the film. Now, we haven't seen any seminaries change course. We've seen a lot of organizations kind of pretend the issue didn't exist and they bury it and pretend it didn't happen. But we are seeing movement happening already. And, you know, when you put out a film, you never know what's going to happen. But we're very excited to see it's making a change. It's already making an impact. We've had pastors email us and say, you know what? We've been wrong. We repent. Wow. We've had pastors admit that. And so, you know, this is just a tool for people to use to educate themselves, educate others on what's been happening to the church, how it happened with the Marxist infiltration, the woke gospel. But also, we present a solution and teach Christians a masculine, real Christianity that's not watered down. It's just what we need to get back to if we're going to save our country.
Amen. And how can people watch that movie, Judd?
www.enemieswithinthechurch.com. That's enemieswithinthechurch.com. And I just want to say, guys, it's a heavy film. It's a very heavy film, and we don't pull any punches. And reach out to us. Let us know what you think.
Judd, thank you so much for all that you're doing. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you, sir.